Hello?
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Can I speak to Frank, please?
Yeah, you're speaking to him.
Hi, Frank. Thank you so much. Can you tell me first if you are currently living in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
What is this survey for?
Well, it's related to different issues now, specifically housing in Phoenix and different situations that Phoenix are facing right now.
Okay. Now, what was the question again?
Yeah, so in your opinion, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? And when I say things, I mean in general.
Like traffic, gas, development,
pretty much.
Growth, all that stuff. Yeah, I think it's going in the right direction.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. So I'm going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, I know where Levine's at.
All right, great. Now, in what year were you born, just for statistical purposes, please?
68.
68, thank you. Now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
All of us are.
All of us, okay, good. Thank you. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Well, it's developed, so fair.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of them on a scale from 1 to 5. One means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can still use any number. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine, based on your opinion. So this is the first one. More shops and retail store or commercial space for businesses from 1 to 5?
2.
Thank you. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Say 3.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities?
2.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options?
5 being the worst?
No, 5's pretty much what you think it's not going to help at all to improve the quality of life.
Oh, yeah. So 1 would be the best, yeah.
Okay. Now, better public transportation options?
2.
Thank you. More good paying jobs?
3.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance?
3.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me move on. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Oh, I'm employed.
Thank you. Now, how would you say there are too few, too many or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
What was the question again, please?
Let me read it again. Now, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
Too many.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
There's too many.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levin. If your answer is yes, please tell me either strongly or somewhat yes. So this is the first one.
The answer is yes. What?
Yes or no? Yeah, pretty much the answer is yes or no, but if your answer is yes, you can tell me somewhat yes or strongly yes in regards the list of different kinds of...
I can elaborate on the yes or no. Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
So, doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much a question if you would like to see more of those.
Offices and, no.
All right. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
No. I don't need to see any more of those.
All right. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
No, I don't need to see any more of those.
All right. Dollar stores and discount chains?
Definitely don't need to see more of those.
All right. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, I'd like to see more of those.
All right. Would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Just yes.
All right. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most to see more of in Levin?
Family entertainment.
All right. Besides that, would you like to see something else?
No.
All right. Thank you. Moving on. Now, switching gears a little here. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
It seems to be a very, very big problem.
All right, thank you. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Would you say that this is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, slight problem, or not at all?
Slight problem.
Slight problem. All right. Thanks so much. Moving on right now. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. And again, if your answer is yes, you can tell me somewhat or strongly. So, would you like to see more single-family detached homes?
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right. Would you say just strongly or just somewhat?
Just yes.
All right. Now, housing options for seniors. Would you like to see more in Levin?
What's that?
Housing options for seniors. If you would like to see more in Levin.
No.
Right. What about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Negative. Strongly no.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. Now, moving on right now. Just a moment. My computer is loading, just a sec. All right, there we go. All right, thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own my home.
All right, thank you. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each of them. This is the first proposal, and you can tell me either strongly favor or oppose, or somewhat favor or oppose. First one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly opposed.
All right. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
All right, thank you. What is your annual household income? Please stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125, or more than 125?
100 to 125.
Okay, thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name? I got it as Frank. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, Frank. Well, thank you so much for your time again, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your night. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.